There's a Gemara in Brachas Hayamid Beis. Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Cholash. This is Rabbi Yochanan became ill. This is not Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Tana. This is Rabbi Yochanan the Amora, was one of the first Amoraim. Just say, have the history when Bnei Yisrael after the Churban Beis Hamikdash went to Bavel, as everybody knows, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was earlier. He stayed in Eretz Yisrael in Yavne. We don't know exactly what his end was, but they built up yeshivas in Bavel, and Rabbi Yochanan was in Eretz Yisrael in Tveria, and Rabbi Yochanan built a yeshiva which was considered to be the best yeshiva in the world at that time, ad kedekach, that people came from Bavel, Talmidim came from Bavel, special to Eretz Yisrael to learn with Rabbi Yochanan. He was considered the big Rosh Yeshiva it's worth going to Eretz Yisrael from, and there was a big machlokes in Bavel whether that was a good thing or a bad thing, because a lot of the early Amoraim felt that right now we're supposed to be in Bavel. There was Nevuas that we're supposed to be in Bavel, but the Gemara even says one of the Amoraim Layit Ahod Ala La'ara. They actually got upset at people for going to Eretz Yisrael. But in the meantime, it was Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish and Gedolei Hador were in Rabbi Yochanan, were in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan was the Gadol. He was the Rosh Hashiva. Mar says that Rabbi Yochanan was a Chacham, Asher, v'Gibor. That's a lashon that's used by Nevi'im. Chacham, Asher, v'Gibor. So he had all the milas. Mar in different places, I think in the beginning of Sachem, and in Ksuvah says that he was such a beautiful person that people would always they would be struck by his beauty. He was the one who used to stand outside of the mikveh, if you remember, that people should see, the women should see a davar shebekdusha and a beautiful thing, the first thing they come out. It was an interesting, interesting. it's Tzadik Yisod Olam, Rabbi Yochanan. But he became ill. Olagabe, and came to Bimavakar Chayla, Rabbi Chanina. So that's Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, who was much older than him, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa.
How old is he?
Rav Chanina ben Doisa lived forever like his. He was a Tana. Yeah, so he was very old in this story. He was on the border there, so which were a lot of people, but he happened to be very old. So Rav Chanina ben Doisa came to visit Rabbi Yochanan. It was like the Zaken Ador. I mean, in my imagination, I don't know if this is true, but it seems like the Zaken Ador came to visit the Gadol Ador, Rav Shiva Ador. Rabbi Yochanan is sick. Amalei, so he said to him, Chavivin Alecha Yisurim. Do you enjoy this pain that you're in? You like it? Chavivin Alecha Yisurin? So Rabbi Yochanan said, Amalei, Loi Hein V'Loi Scharin. No, I don't like the pain, and I don't like the reward for the pain. Much better way is two things. I know who likes pain. They have to be a masochist to like pain. He could have just said Loi Scharin. Loi Hein V'Loi Scharin. I don't like the pain. I don't like the Yisurin, and I don't like the scar for the pain. You got a mazel tov, right? Amalei, so Rav Chanina ben Doisa said, Havli Yadcha. So he said, okay, if you don't like the pain or the schar for the pain, there's two things, keep it in mind. Havli Yadcha, give me your hand. Yavli Yadcha, so Rav Yochanan reached out and gave his hand to Rav Chanina ben Doisa. V'ukmei, and he picked him up. And he had a refuah shalema, It's like a rabbi, So the Gemara says, Amai, so the Gemara has a kasha. What's the kasha on this story? Loikim Rabbi Yochanan Lenafshe. Rabbi Yochanan picked himself up. Rabbi Yochanan was a tzaddik farzich, right? I mean, he didn't need somebody else to be a tzaddik to help him. I mean, let the, Rabbi Yochanan was himself a rabbi, so let the rabbi heal himself. Let him pick himself up. Why does he need Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa to come and to take his hand and somehow pull him out of this illness? Umri says, Amri, the teretz that they gave, the teretz that's going around, in other words, Amri, Ein Chavish Matir Esasme Beis Hasur. Pshat is that a Chavish, if you're in jail, you can't get yourself out of it, you can't spring yourself. Ein Chavish Matir Esasme Beis Hasur. So it's a Matzias, by the way, if you get arrested, and they let you out on bail, you could have millions of dollars. You can't spring yourself. Like that's the halacha with getting arrested. Somebody else has to bail you out. I'm not sure exactly what the lumdus is, but apparently it goes out, goes way back. The Gemara says, "Ein chavush matir atzmi beis asurim." So Rabbi Yochanan needed Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa to get him out of this illness. This is a Gemara, so it's a little bit strange. The whole Gemara, now the whole nice in the Gemara is strange. Rabbi Yochanan is sick. Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa comes and he says to him, "Do you like this? Do you like this idea of being sick? Loi hein v'loi schar. Okay, so give me your hand. So what does that do? Give me the hand. Give me your hand." He gives him his hand. He picks him up. He gets better. Why didn't he give his own hand? Look, me l'nafshe. Picked himself up. Ein chavish matir atzmi v'esasim. So I think a little bit to try to understand the story here, the story in the Gemara. Reb Tzadok is a very well-known Reb Tzadok. Talks about, this is in Divrei Seferim, paragraph Lamed. Tzadok says that he puts down two models of tzaddikim, or even more than tzaddikim, manhigim of Klal Yisrael. The first thing we have to understand is that al pi Torah, when you talk about a manhig Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, Shlomo HaMelech, Rabbi Akiva, whoever the Gadol Hador is, I'm not talking about somebody who only has the brain power or the gvur or the charisma to be able to make the decisions and lead the people and get them to do things. I mean, that's a non-Jewish concept of a Manhig Yisrael. I'm sure a Manhig Yisrael has that also, but you know, it's lav dafka. I read a news article once that was printed, I think, in the Aguda printed, a news article of the Knesset Gedola, the big convention in Europe that the Chafetz Chaim came, and that was a big spin at the time, you know, that the Chafetz Chaim is coming to Vienna for the Knesset Gedola, the Chafetz Chaim, Zalkin Ador, the Gadol Ador was coming. And the press came, the secular press, and they came, and everyone, and all the press is hearing that the Chafetz Chaim is coming, the Chafetz Chaim is coming, the Chafetz Chaim is coming, the Gadol Ador is coming. So this fellow positioned himself with his camera to wait for the Chafetz Chaim. We want to see who this Chafetz Chaim was. So he positioned, standing up on the benches, waiting, and all of a sudden the place got quiet. This was in a Viennese newspaper. The place became completely quiet, and the Chafetz Chaim walked in, and everybody stood up. And this non-Jewish reporter, writes, he says, "I was in shock. I was expecting somebody at least 6'6". You know, guy with some kind of gvura, with a little man came in, bent over with a hat, with an old coat. His clothes were so old; it was probably the clothes that he wore at his chasana. You know, that he's still wearing. He walked. That's who everybody's waiting for. So he leaves it b'tzarachiyum. He raised it at Tzarachiyah. Like, how could this be the leader of Klal Yisrael? So what's the Taras to his Kasha? The Taras to his Kasha is that our concept of a manig is completely different than the concept of a manig of... obviously, the Chafetz Chaim did have some koach of personality and leadership and brilliance, but that wasn't the Nekuda. The Nekuda was... the Nekuda of a manig Yisrael is that he is the people. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows him to be the gadol of the people. He is the people. Parnas Ador Kefi Ador. He's the people. So the first akudah is we've got to get out of the non-Jewish idea of leadership and then see what it really is. So Reb Tzadok says as follows, just to read you a couple lines. Lifol Yeshua La'acherim. How do you become a rebbe, right? How are you poil Yeshua's for other people? Somebody comes to you and you want to be poil Yeshua's for that person. So ha'ikir kishagam hu tzarech lo'isay davar. The way it works is when the tzaddik himself needs the same thing that the person who's coming to, or the whole generation is coming to for that thing. Mitoich schusay poil Yeshua's la'atzmai. And he's able to be poel Yeshua is to bring a Yeshua for his own need. In other words, it's like a memela de gazach. He needs it, so memela he davens for it. The tzaddik davens for it. Kadosh Baruch Hu answers the tefillah of tzaddikim. When Kadosh Baruch Hu answers the tefillah of tzaddikim, the whole generation gets a piece of the action. Sarah. It says by Sarah when Hashem pokad as Sarah kasher amah, right? Harbe akaris nifkadu ima. Hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of akaris at the moment that Sarah became pregnant. Hundreds of barren women. I don't know, hundreds, thousands, harbe, whatever harbe means. Akaris nifkadu ima. She was davening and davening and davening. She should have a child. When Hashem pokad as Sarah kasher amah, when Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave the Yeshua to Sarah, answered her tefillah, so together with that came a shefa from the Shemayim, and that shefa spread around the whole world.
Maybe that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu established Tzilasam Shal Tzadikim, because when they daven themselves, it brings
exactly. So that says by Sarah, Abraham and Sarah, Misavu Tzilasam Shal Tzadikim. She says that. She says exactly. The Amru. Now listen to this. The whole world, by the way, Chanina said this himself. Chanina ben Yosef said, Kol Olam Kula, he's speaking Kilu for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol Olam Kula Nizayin B'Shul Chanina B'ni. That the whole world is getting Parnasa in the Schus of Rabbi Chanina ben Yosef. Chanina B'ni, the end of the Gemara is Misparnes. Nothing. He lived on kimat nothing. So apparently, this is a comment about Rav Chanina, like how could it be that everybody's living in the schus of Rav Chanina ben Doisa, such a tzaddik, and the tzaddik himself doesn't have any money. He's living mamash on nothing. When the Gemara wants to give an example of an ani, he gives one of the three examples he gives. Rav Chanina ben Doisa, he was the ani hadar. The Ani Adar, Yichus. After Harbei Tzadikim, Gedolim HaYibay Seidar. There were many Tzadikim in that generation that could have L'chayra brought a shefa of Parnasa for Klal Yisrael. Raktikulam Iver B'Shayit Edimazai, Rechanina Ben Doisa, Levadei HaYani Gadol. Rechanina Ben Doisa was the one who was so poor, so that when the generation needed Parnasa, they looked at Rechanina Ben Doisa, who also needed parnasa, like Sarah needed a child. In Kashim is a nice of Gekriyas Yamsuf. In the Ba'atika Talya, he was completely dependent on a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Shetzarech liftayach shar chadash bishviloi ba'abshachas yesh miayin. Rav Chanina ben Doisa's job was that he was able, with his anius and his tefillah, because of his anius, his tefillah, he was able to open up the Shemayim and be poseach a shar chadash. And that shefa of parnasa came to the whole generation. So why didn't it stick with him? It's like a funnel, a big funnel. You know, you pour all this wonderful stuff into the funnel. You look at the funnel's got nothing in it. So because Dailoi Bekav, he was okay. Ben Dais himself was okay. He didn't have. For him, Kav Kruven was enough. So that's what he lived on. Now, it's in other words, it's the pshat is not the regular pshat that a tzaddik has the ability to be mispalel for the dar. That's the regular pshat that the tzaddik could daven for Klal Yisrael or for the whole generation, for the whole world, and the Kodesh Baruch will be put. That's not what happened necessarily. It's not that he daven for Klal Yisrael, daven for himself, daven for parnasa, and as the shefa came to him, it spread out. The word shefa and mashpia is all the same word. In other words, a mashpia is like a roof goes like this. The rain comes and it's mashpia. It falls on the entire area around it. So that's what a mashpia is. A mashpia is makabel, some type of ruchnius from a rebbe, from a kodesh baruch hu, if he's a navi, and he's mashpia onto the entire dar around him. So Sir Chanina ben Doisa had the smile of bringing this issue. So it didn't necessarily mean that he was mispalo for the dar, but etzem, that's what happened. So that's a model of leadership. He's Marach on this. There's another Mahalach, Baruch Hashem. There's another Mahalach, and that's a Mahalach where you don't have to be an ani, like Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech, also Chazal say, was Mashpi Ashiris on the entire world. If if you read through Malachim, but even more in Divrei HaYamim, you see unbelievable it was going back and forth. There are hundreds of thousands of cows and gold and silver, and he was trading with the other nations. I mean, it was unbelievable Ashiras going on in the whole generation of Shlomo HaMelech. Interesting, instead of just Agav, instead of all the countries of the world powers, sending money over to Israel, you know, so that we can have weapons and fight our wars. It was the opposite way around. Whenever anybody in the whole known world needed some money, they came to Shlomo HaMelech, and that way he was Malach Bekipa. That's the shot. He bought the world, Shlomo HaMelech. But the Beruchnius, the pshat is that Shlomo HaMelech was mashpia. He was never an ani, but he was mashpia his shefa onto the whole world. How did that work? It's a different mahalach. The mahalach was that Shlomo HaMelech had a bracha. Meiza siva shetia. He had a bracha. Maybe it was chesavos. Maybe it was schar. I don't know. He had a bracha of Ashiris. He took the bracha of Ashiris with it because he was the manigador. He was the manigador, and he spread the wealth. In other words, he was able, not just physically gave out money, but Baruchnius, the shefa of Ashiris that came to him, but it wasn't because of the cholol, of his lack. It was adrab, it was because he had. Because he had, he was able to share Baruchnius and therefore Bagashmius with everybody around. So you have like two models of leadership. You have the Chanina ben Doisa model, and you have the Shlomo HaMelech model. Two different ways of doing it.
So he thought that it's not going to help because he doesn't need anything. So his tefillah won't be followed.
He could have done the other way.
Kamash Malan.
Beautiful. Very nice. Very nice. Good gazar. It's very interesting. He brings here that Klal Yisrael came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, "We want basar. We want basar." No. The man, this buser, like you know, buser, real meat. So Moshe Rabbeinu's response was very unusual. I mean, like, yeah, first of all, me I and li buser. I'm supposed to give the people buser. How do I get? I don't mean buser. Yeah, I mean, well, he didn't understand everything came in a shemayim. He understood better than everybody. Everything came in a shemayim. It's like he had everything else. He got Torah. He got man. He got buser. What's the big deal with the buser? Me I and li buser. And he got upset. I mean, you know, Klal Yisrael, you know, they're too many for me, and they have too many needs for me, and how am I supposed to meet their needs? And Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah is Mayrach on Moshe Rabbeinu. He went on and on with the needs of Klal Yisrael and how he can't satisfy them. So Tzadik explains that the pshat is that, of course he understood, but it had to do something like you're saying that Moshe Rabbeinu understood. He had a tremendous yearning for Ruchnius. That's what he had. He already lived in the Beis HaMelech. He didn't need any money. It wasn't about money. It was about Ruchnius. He had a tremendous thirst, a tremendous tshuka, a tremendous. He felt always, no matter how much he had an Anias, he wants more Ruchnius and more Ruchnius. So his tefillah for Ruchnius, through that he was able to bring Torah to the whole Klal Yisrael. Like Chanina ben Doisa was able to bring Parnasa, he was able to bring Torah to Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, crying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On Har Sinai, the whole Klal Yisrael hears Anochi Hashem Elokecha. He brought down a shefa of Ruchnius. Okay, so Moshe Rabbeinu said, "This is my yifach. You know, this is what I this is my contribution. I can bring Ruchnius down. But you want Basar? Mildly Basar. Where do I get the meat? I don't know, like you know." You know, everybody's coming to him. Where's the beef? it's an unbelievable thing. It's an unbelievable thing. Here they had man. Man had tam of everything. Like, what's the problem? They didn't want to make a bracha of hamotzi lechem min hashamayim. Like, they wanted to make a hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Like, it's too complicated. Every day, you can't take for tomorrow. Every day you have to have betachen again, and you have to daven again.
Nivla
beivorim. So, like just the, you know, money in the bank, busser. Busser. Like, it's a whole different geschmack, busser. Right? So this is my idly busser. I don't have any way to bring that down. So Asfali Shivim Zakenim, the Rebbein Shalom made a whole procedure of a way to Vayetzel min Ruach. From him came the Ruach onto Klal Yisrael. Whole complicated formulation as to how Klal Yisrael is going to get busser. You know, it's like a new idea of how to bring that. Okay, so here we know that Reb Chanina ben Doisa had this koyach through his anius of bringing shefa to Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan, like I said, was the chacham asher v'gibor. He was probably more on the Shlomo HaMelech side than on the Ruchanina ben Daisa side. He was a melech of Eretz Yisrael. He was the Rosh Hashiva, the Gadol Adar of Eretz Yisrael in the world. So Rabbi Yochanan gets sick. Comes Rav Chanina ben Daisa and says, Chaviven alecha yisurim? Maybe. Maybe you want to do it my way. Maybe you're sick, you have yisurim, and your yisurim will cause you to be mispalat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this will be a whole new mahalach for you, Rabbi Yochanan, of bringing Shefa, of Refuah, V'chulu, Yeshua, onto Klal Yisrael. So Chaviven alecha yisurim. Maybe you want this yisurim. Maybe it's a good thing. Come around to my way of doing business. So he said, Loi hein v'loi scharim. Not just like a moichel. Loi hein v'loi scharim. In other words, he understood the benefit of the yisurim mitzad atzmon could bring to this kind of a shefa, but he didn't want them. Two things. V'loi scharim, and he didn't want that what's going to come out from it. He'll stick with his mahalach of bringing bracha to Klal Yisrael. It's not a chasarim, just two different models. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa said, give me your hand, and I'll pick you up. In other words, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa was able, through his shefa that he was bringing down, was able to be merapa, like he brought parnasa to all Klal Yisrael. He was able to be merapa. Rabbi Yochanan, the Ukme, Rabbi Yochanan l'nafshei, the Gemara says. So why didn't Rabbi Yochanan pick himself up? He was also a tzaddik. Yeah, he was a tzaddik. That's not the shaila. He was a tzaddik and he was a gadol. That's not the question. But his bracha was totally, is the lashon of the Gemara. I'm not sure exactly how to touch this up, but it wasn't a direct ba'atika talya milsa, meaning that he had his bracha for whatever reason that he had his bracha. Shusava, schar. He had Hashem gave him a bracha. But when the bracha is nifsak, you have no way it's like you could be driving, like the most expensive Jaguar, but if your battery dies, you need some old jalopy guy to come, to come next to you on the road and grease monkey and come with the cables and give you a boost. There's no choice. You can't do it. It doesn't make a difference how choshev you are. Ain chavish matir atzmi beis hasurim. You need the jump. You need the jump start from somewhere else. So he needed Rav Chanina ben Doisa to do it. If you go back, very interesting. If you go back two generations, which Rav Chanina ben Doisa now is the young man, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Gadol Ador, Zokin. He was a big Zokin. He was the Gadol Ador. Gemara says. The Gemara at the end of Ein Oimdin in Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Gemara says, "Ma'aseh b'Rav Chanina ben Doisa, shehalach l'ilmad Torah etzel Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He was a Talmud, a Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. V'chala b'nai shel Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's son got sick. Amar lei Chanina b'ni, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai looks at his Talmud." Rav Chanina, who was always called Chanina Bani. Bakeshal Avrachim, daven for him. Ask the Talmud, daven for him. V'yichya. Hiniach roishay ben birkov. So Rav Chanina ben Doisa put his head between his knees, which is the ultimate of hachna in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bakeshal Avrachim, and he davened for the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. V'chaya, he got better. Maisa. Another ma'isa of Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa healing somebody. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai saw the ma'isa. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai surely was the Nasi of Klal Yisrael, the Gadol Ador, Melech, and the din of a Melech. So he said, "El Male Itiach ben Zakkai es Roshay ben Birkov kol hayoyim kulay lo hayim mashkichim alav." Said about himself, if Ben Zakkai would put his head between his knees all day long, nothing would happen. Chanina ben Doisa, his Talmud worked. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is impressed. Amar lo ishtai, his wife wasn't so impressed. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's wife, Chanina gadol mimcha. What's up is Chanina ben Doisa can do something that you can't do, aren't you a tzaddik? Very similar to the question that the Gemara asks before on the later Rabbi Yochanan, Ukei Rabbi Yochanan Lenafshe, Amr La. So he said to her famous response, Lo, he's not bigger than me. Elohu doime ke'eved lifnei amelech, v'ani doime kesar lifnei amelech. The difference is, I have a din of a melech, and he has a din of an eved lifnei amelech in front of Hashem. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, din of a melech. He did have a din of a melech. You know. By the way, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai gave up his nasius to Rabbi Gamliel because he held. It was when he went to the Roman Vespasian. He said to him, he wants three things: Tainli Avne v'Chachamel, and give us back the Shalshelta de Gamliasa, and Asiel Reb Tzadik, medicine for Reb Tzadik. So, okay, the middle and the last are Mefursim. Shalshalta de Gamliasa, Rabbi Gamliel was a neched of Hillel, who was a neched of David HaMelech. And Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai held that the Nasius of Klal Yisrael, even though it was long after Melech, there was no Melech in Klal Yisrael at that time, the Nasius of Klal Yisrael has to go to the Malchus Beis David. He held that it should go to Malchus Beis David.
Which tribe was he from?
Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was Ben Gerim. He was a Ben Gerim. Who was Zakkai? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. It was Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. But he was for the Gadol Hador. Mar says for 40 years he learned Torah, for 40 years he did business. He was a businessman. And for the last 40 years, Hinigas Yisrael. But he didn't. He said, I shouldn't be the melech. I shouldn't be the nasis. But he had a din. I'm just saying, he had a din of a melech. He held nasius as malchus. But he said, ani kesar lifnei amelech. So Rashi says here, what's kesar lifnei amelech? I'm a sar. Sheinu rogalav lefanav. I don't have like a regilus. Like Rashi didn't say it, I wouldn't say. But I don't have this regilus with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. You know, Mashen ken. Chanina ben Doisa ke'eved lifnei melech ben bayis nichnas v'yotze shaloi brishus nichnas v'yotze shaloi brishus. He comes and goes by the melech. It's so interesting, you know. Like, in other words, you take a melech, and the melech has high powered meetings with other melachim, but they're not friends. They're not close. They don't have like this kind of a kesher. But the eved, in other words, the one who's mesharis, the one who's mashamish, the melech, so in a certain way, like he comes and goes into the room all the time. You know, in a sense, he's a nobody. Chanina ben Doisa wasn't a nobody, but an eved could be a nobody. Eved is the tachlus habitu. So, but that nobodiness, that lack of ego, that lack of self, gives him a certain niskarvus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he can come and go. What's the amkus of the pshat? The amkus of it is that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was one model of Melech, but when his son became sick, just like Rabbi Yochanan, the Amor wasn't able to do Ein Chavish Matir Zasim Beis Asurim, the Bracha was Nifsak. Chanina ben Doisa had the disadvantage of always being an Ani, and therefore always having to daven, but he had the advantage that the lines of communication, Ke'eved Lifnei Rabbi, the Ke'eved Lifnei Melech, that the lines of communications were always open. So you know, it's interesting. What protects you? Like, you know, the question is: do you go to the big tsar, or maybe the Eved sometimes has a bigger protects you than the tsar? So is the Gemara. So it's the same Yisoid. You can understand this Gemara. It's the same Yisoid of Reb Tzadik. By the way, just so you know, it's not even just Reb Tzadik. It's see Reb Yeruchim, the Mir Mashgiach. In Parshas Kiseitze, Das Chachma Musar, Parshas Kiseitze, it's not Kedai to use the time, but Mamish says exactly the same thing. Mamish says exactly the same thing, that the Pshat and the Manig Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu, he's talking about exactly this, Me'ayin Li Basar, he says the Pshat and the Manig Yisrael is that he has to need the Basar in order to bring the Basar for the rest of Chal Yisrael. That's exactly the Akol Miroya Echad Nidna. So it's just say what.
For his
one bread, even for that he had to doubt to get what he needed.
To get more.
Because once the chef is opens up, this is what he says. Once you open a pipe, the pipe is open. And if he would have needed more, he would have gotten more. But he didn't need more. But even for that, to open the pipe, to get one drop of water, you have to open the pipe. Is it a more famous Gemara? Gemara says, Chanina Bedoisa was so poor, they didn't have money to make Shabbos. Gemara in Tainus Chafei, the Gemara says, Amrilei Dvisu. So his wife said to him, Ad Amos Nezel Venitstar Kulahai. How long are we going to have to suffer like this, not having any money at all? Amrilei, so he said to her, My never, what do you want me to do? Boy Rachmi, Tanisulch Midi. Davin, Hashem will help you. You try that response at home, yeah. Boy Rachmi, so she davin. So the Gemara says, Yatsa Kamin Pisas Yad. So it's like Kamin, a hand came down from Shemayim, Viyavulem. Chadkara dipsera de dava, a leg of a golden table. You know how to. Chaza b'chalma, then they had a dream. It's a shayla here in the gear, says who had the dream. But somebody had a dream. That asidit tzadikin da'achla apsera de dava, they had a dream of a vision of Gan Eden. And they saw in this dream of Gan Eden that all the tzadikim were eating on tables of three legs, d'islay tlaskare. Va'at, and you, his wife, he said, Ochelos absurd the tray kari. The other gear said, and we are going to eat on a table. In other words, you just took the third table of our leg from Gan Eden, the third leg of the golden table that we're supposed to get in Gan Eden, and now we've got to sit on this wobbly table forever after. The table's forever going to shake, because you used up the leg in this world. Are you happy with this now, the way you did? You made such a mess. Amrlei, so she said to him, my nevet, so what do you want me to do? It's finished. So boy rachmi, so they daven the nishkalina minach. He said, daven, that Hashem should take it back. Take back the golden leg. Boy rachmi, she daven v'shaklu, and it was taken away. Tana, and we learned, Gadol Nes Achren Yosim Min Harishim. It was more a bigger Nes for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take back the leg than it was to give it to them. Digmiri, because we have a Yisoid, Demei of Yavi, Mishkol Eshakli. Once Hashem gives, he doesn't take back. Okay. Unto itself it needs Hezber. Hashem Nasan Hashem Lakach. But the Pshat is, so Maral says Pshat, in the Gemara, that in the Chiddushei Agadois, that tables, the golden tables in Shemayim have three legs. Ashloish Dvarim Ha'olam Oimed, Torah Avoda Gemilas Chasodim, Torah Avoda Gemilas Chasodim. So everybody has to do these three things if you want your table to sit straight in Shemayim. Torah Avoda Gemilas Chasodim. Chanina ben Doisa had nobody could take away the Torah, and nobody could take away the Avodah. But what was his chesed? What was the gemilas chesedim that he, chesed is not only like, let's do a chesed, I'll lend somebody a couple of shekels, or I'll walk an old lady across the street, or I'll give somebody a ride. Everybody has a chesed that they were born to do that chesed. Like their life is, or the leg of your table is not that, did a chesed. Everybody has a chesed that they do with their life. It could be in your marriage, could be with your children, could be in your parnasa. There's a chesed that we have to, everybody has a chesed that they have to do 24/7. This is my chesed, and you can't walk away from it. That's what it is. My chesed. It's the chesed I have to do. What was Rav Chanina ben Doisa's chesed and his wife? To be poor. Because by him being poor, he was able to be Mashviya Shefa. He opened up a pipeline that came down to the entire door. The minute they get their gold in this world, it's the end of the Parnassa for everybody. Kol Olam Kulay Misparnes Agav Bishvil Chanina Bni. Bishvil Chanina Bni, so Chaim Belozhin says the pshat is b'shvil chanina b'li, like lashon shnei shvilim. comes in the pipe, the shvil. Not because of the shvil. Svasem is interesting, amazing thing. Svasem says it, I saw. Chaim Volozhin says it, Reb Tzadok says it a few times, and the Ben Ishchai says it. So, mashma, that's the pshat. Must be that's the pshat. The shvil chanina v'nei. Shnei shvilim. It's coming through his pipe, through his path. Through
his...
Oh. He says, mamish about chanina v'nei also. I don't know if it's the same shtickle, but how do I know? I looked in the Nafteach of the Svasemis. So he brings this Losh and Shvil. So the Baral says that by stopping to be poor, which they had the opportunity, stopping to be poor, this is a rough Gemara. It's a rough Gemara to get through. He was stopping a certain Maisa Chesed that he was doing. Not with his yadayim, but with his whole life. The whole metzias of his life was doing this chesed for the door of kol oilam kulay misparnis b'shvil chanina b'li. Kol oilam kulay misparnis. Imagine having that on your shoulders. Kol oilam kulay. Not the Jews. You know, not the city of Yerushalayim. Kol oilam kulay misparnis. The whole world is getting parnasa from chanina. He was the economy. Got the gold leg. Messed up the whole economy. All of a sudden the stock market. Phew. Plummeted. Everything went bad because he got his leg. He got his golden leg. So Gadol, Kadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmanis, took Gadol Nesa Achron Me'arishin, took the gold leg back and put it back. Okay, so the same Yisoid that of Reb Chanina ben Doisa, I mean the Maral, the Mashma, the same Yisoid as Reb Tzadok, that it was his lack which was opened up the Shefa in Shemayim. So here's the summation that if you want to be a Rebbe, you want to be Poyel Yeshua Yisla Achirim, so there's two ways to do it. If you have a bracha, Hashem gives you a bracha, everybody has some bracha, so it probably have to be a combination of the two. So we have to share the bracha with everybody around us. Baruch Nias. If we have a lack, Cholo, vacuum, so then that's also a mahalach, because then the tefillas tzaddikim opens up the shefa, something that everybody can do. So he says, opens up a shefa from Shemayim, doesn't have to be such a big pipe like Reb Chanina ben Doisa that created the entire economy of the world. Little pipes all over that everybody could open up. And open up these pipes, it can bring unbelievable shefa and bracha, ruchnius and gashmius to the whole world.
Why when he got the leg, did he become a monk like a real family?